Thank you for sharing that with us. If you have your Bibles, find your place in Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll be looking in Hebrews chapter 11 at verse number 23. And then if you'll also find your place in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 1. So you want to go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 23, and then Exodus chapter 1. Good to see all of you here tonight. May the Lord bless you. And we're glad that you're here. And tonight we want to think about Moses. And so we read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was beautiful, a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us tonight as we take this time. It is good for us to be together. And we're grateful for the opportunity we have to come, make the effort to come here tonight, for the boys and girls to have the opportunity to learn to sing praise and honor to Jesus, and the parents who are gathered in here, grandparents, and all the rest of us. We pray for our students who meet tonight separately, and we pray that as we're here, that we might be found pleasing to you and that you might be satisfied with our desire to learn to carry out the great commission you've given us and to follow Jesus and to love one another like Jesus would have us to and to tell the world about Jesus. So Lord, we pray that by the help of the Holy Spirit tonight, we might learn about the faithful, confident, faith, courageous faith of Moses' parents. A lot of parents here tonight, a lot of grandparents here tonight. And we're troubled, Lord, by the things we see in our world. We're not the only parents and grandparents who feel that way. So tonight, take us back and help us to understand a little of what was going on in the minds and hearts of the parents of Moses, and thank you for the example of their faith. May the faith of the parents of Moses be the faith that the parents in this church have for their own children and grandchildren. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So tonight we come to look at the story of Amram, who was the father of Moses, and Jochebed, the mother of Moses. They're not named in verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents. Hidden for 3 months by his parents. Because they saw that he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. So I want you to go to Exodus chapter 1. Let's remind ourselves of the story. Exodus chapter 1, now these are the names of the sons of Israel who came, this is verse 1, to Egypt with Jacob. They came each one with their household. So they came with their children and grandchildren. And there's the list of the names. All the persons who came from the loins of Jacob were 70 in number, but Joseph was already in Egypt. Joseph died and all his brothers and all that generation. We know that's another story for another time. But the sons of Israel were fruitful. So now they're in Egypt. They're not in Israel. They're not in the promised land. They're in Egypt. But the sons of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly and multiplied and became exceedingly mighty, so that the land was filled with them. Now a new king arose over Egypt, please notice the phrase, who did not know Joseph. This wonderful, godly, amazing man. We're studying Daniel on Wednesday nights in here. And of course, here's another man of excellence who followed God, Joseph, and how the Lord honored him in his faithfulness. But now there's a king. Who doesn't remember Joseph? And he said to his people, "Behold, the people of the sons of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, or else they will multiply in the event of war, and they will also join themselves to those who hate us and fight against us and depart from the land." So they appointed taskmasters over them, gave them hard labor. They built for Pharaoh storage cities, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and the more they spread out, so that they were in dread of the sons of Israel. The Egyptians compelled the sons of Israel to labor rigorously, and they made their lives bitter with hard labor in mortar and bricks, and at all kinds of labor in the fields, all their labors which they rigorously imposed on them. So the children of Israel are under heavy burdens, carrying out hard work and labor for the Egyptians. There they are with their children now and their grandchildren. And then we read these surprising words. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Sifra, and the other was named Pua. And he said, "When you're helping the Hebrew women to give birth and see them upon the birth stool, if it is a son, you shall put him to death. But if it's a daughter, she shall live." But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Israel had commanded them, but let the boys live. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this thing and let the boys live?" The midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women." Now this is for all of our wives and women that are pregnant in here, Amy. "They are vigorous. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwife can get there." How do you like that? Vigorous, Amy, vigorous. So God was good to the midwives, and the people multiplied and became very mighty. It's the children of Israel in Egypt. Because the midwives feared God, second time we've read those words, verse 17, now verse 21, he established households for them. And now we come to verse 22, a change. Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, "Every son who is born, you are to cast into the Nile. And every daughter, you are to keep alive." And then in the wonderful way that God's word always does it, you have a now. Now. Are you listening? Now. In all of that, in all of that mess, in all of that chaos and hard labor and poor treatment by the king and all of the rulers, now, when Pharaoh's made his edict, throw all the boys in the Nile River to the crocodiles, now, you have to feel that, now, a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. So a man and woman from the tribe of Levi. We know that Levi is the what kind of tribe? The priestly tribe, right? So two, a son and a daughter of the tribe of Levi, the priestly tribe. Now what's going on? Keep your mind here. A king has risen who has no respect for the Jews, the Jewish people. He doesn't know Joseph. He doesn't care about Joseph. He's in, He's done a demographic study. Y'all know what that is? He's evaluated the demographics. And there are a whole lot more Jewish people, Israelites, than there are why they're taking over Egypt. So he concludes, remove all the male Jewish children who are born. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived. Oh no. And bore a son. What a terrible time for a boy to be born. When the king says, take all the little children that are boys and throw them in the river and kill them. But now, this in this text, the unnamed, we learn about them later in Exodus chapter 6, verse 20. Don't turn over there right now. That's where you find their names. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and pitch. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. She didn't throw him in the Nile. She put him in a basket that floated in the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to find out what would happen to him. What would happen to Moses, his sister? We learn about her later. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the Nile. Oh no. The worst of circumstances. Why, this is the daughter of the Pharaoh who wants all of the boy Jew children killed, with her maidens walking alongside the Nile, and she saw the basket among the reeds. And she sent her maid, and she brought the basket to the daughter of Pharaoh. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the boy was crying. And she had pity on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for you? Pharaoh's daughter said, go ahead. So the girl went and called the child's mother. Chapter 2, verse 1, now a man from the house of Levi went down and married a daughter of Levi. This woman conceived and she bore a son, and she hid him for 3 months, and then she made a basket and she put it in the Nile, and now she's called back by Pharaoh's daughter. Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. She not only gets her son back, but she gets paid for it. So the woman took the child and nursed him. This daughter of Levi. The child grew and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And she named him Moses, because I drew him out of the water. There's so much here for us. And I think about these parents who experienced the birth of a child in a world gone mad. It wasn't the place of peace that it had been with Joseph alive. Now it's a place of hardship, a place of hatred, a place where children are in danger. Does that sound like America? Yeah, it does to me. What are parents to do? Lock your kids in a room and don't let them out till they're 20? No, that doesn't work. Even though, who was that? Even though one of our famous writers, I think it was Mark Twain, did have some recommendations for teenagers. Have you heard this before? He said, what you do with a teenager is you put them in a barrel when they're 14. And you put them in the barrel, and then when they're 16, you nail the lid on the barrel. And then when they're 21, you let them out of the barrel. Now, that's not what we do, but that's what he said. Children growing up in a horrible world. Grandchildren growing up, great-grandchildren for some of you in here. Growing up in a horrible world. A lot like Egypt. And we read these simple words, which are profound, by faith Moses when he was born. It's the faith of his parents that gave Moses a chance to be all that God wanted him to be. You got to take that in now, you parents. We can be so caught up in taking care and protecting our children ourselves, we forget that God has something to say about that too. No matter how old your children may be. So by faith, Moses. When he was born, before the burning bush, before his murderous act of the Egyptian trying to help God out and deliver his people, before the 40 years on the backside of the desert, by faith, Moses, when he was born, somebody, two people, whose names don't even matter at this point in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 as it honors those of faith, they practiced fearless faith. So we learned before, faith is the assurance, verse 1, of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. We've learned before that by faith, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's the rewarder of all who seek him. We've also learned that you gain approval through your faith with God. So we have these examples. We've looked at Abraham. Now we come to Moses for the next few weeks. But tonight, we think about Moses' parents and the faith they had. I want you to see, first of all, that Moses not only was born in a time of danger to children, but by faith, Moses' parents, even though the edict had been made, they hid their child. You know, there are times to hide your children. There are. We read this for 3 months. You know, we had a baby dedication this afternoon. I believe that one child was 4 months old. Just so, JR's baby, 4 months old, little tiny. But boy, did they cry a lot. So the focus of Israel, the focus of Egypt was on destroying these male children. But the parents of Moses hid that baby. They protected that baby. And we don't have the explanation for it. In Exodus, it simply says, but when she could, this is verse 3, hide him no longer. Maybe he was crying too much. Maybe the place where they lived was not easy to protect him and hide him. So they hid him, an act of faith in protecting him from harm. By faith, they trusted God, and they hid Moses. A second thing we read in this section is very easily broken up in verse 23 of Hebrews 11. When he was born, number one, he was hidden for 3 months by his parents. Number two, These words have often puzzled us. There are a lot of smart teachers in this room tonight, a lot of good Bible teachers. But it's my turn tonight, not theirs. So I'll make my own comments. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months. That took courage. They trusted God to protect them and protect their child. But they also, by faith, they hid him for 3 months because he was a beautiful child. So we do our work. We do our language work. We know that the New Testament is written in the Greek language, and we understand that we're reading an English Bible, a translation from other tongues that we do not know. We also read in Hebrew in Exodus the same thing in verse number 2. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was beautiful, when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. The word here is a word that describes an uncommon beauty. We wish we had more information. Everyone believes that their child is beautiful. Yes. But there was something about, perhaps God in his own way helped Amram and Jacobed know that this was a special child. All children are special. But he had an uncommon beauty, and they hid him. This child is destined for something. This child somehow is special to God. So by faith, Moses' parents hid a beautiful child. But then they did a strange thing. They didn't throw him, I mentioned this, they didn't throw him in the river to the gators. They put him in a basket in the same river. My third point about this is, by faith, Moses' parents believed that God would protect their child. Do you believe that tonight, if you're a parent? We take all of our own precautions and we do everything we can for our children, but at some point, you have to put them in the basket and you have to let them go. It's hard, isn't it? There was that basket, that wicker basket with pitch and tar laying over in the reeds. Not in the rush of the water, but in the reeds. And so by faith, these parents trusted God for protection. So as you think about your children and your grandchildren, this is what we must do. You know, we talked about, interestingly, last week that God told Abraham, go sacrifice your son. And we read the words that are just astounding, that by faith Abraham, verse 17, this is 11:17 of Hebrews, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. It's past tense. When he went and cut the wood, Isaac was as sure as dead to Abraham. He offered him. And then he received him back. We talked about last week the old preacher's comment about the blessedness of possessing nothing. You got to hear, Lord, these children are yours. There's something here for us parents about not holding so tightly to our children that we forget that you sometimes have to put them in the basket and trust God for their future. It's hard to do, isn't it? Any parent here knows it. It's like that. Some of us have lived through it. And I'm saying it for the younger parents here because you'll live through it too. The day that you handed the car keys to that teenage driver. I'm doing my hand because this is what I did. Lord, what am I about to do? Or the day they leave you and go to do whatever they do. But then we come finally to these words They were not afraid of the king. And they were not afraid of what the king issued in his authority. They weren't afraid of the king. Isn't it interesting to know how God protected Moses and honored their faith? Did you see that? It's such a familiar story to us, isn't it? There's the basket in the reeds, and of all people, right? Of all people, Pharaoh's daughter. Moses is as sure as dead. But she has pity on the child and then turns him back over in only a way that God can do to his own mother. Isn't that good, folks? Don't you love hearing this story? Does it not help you with your faith? Your faith story may not end the same way, but think about what we're talking about here. That's why I started by reading to you in Exodus 2:1, now. So that's where some of you are tonight. By faith, the parents of Moses were not afraid of the edict of the king. And we'll go on in the weeks ahead and talk about Moses. You know what's great for us to do this? I'm doing this on Sunday nights. This is like the advanced group who show up on Sunday night. You all know the stories. You get up and say, you know, and I know this happens about every week when I finish. Now, some of you will come up and straighten me out on a few things, and I appreciate that. I appreciate getting straightened out. You know, I need to be straightened out. Ask Pat. She works on it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I appreciate being straightened out. But before you straighten me out, maybe it's good to take God's word and afresh and anew explore what the Bible has to say about these people who walked by faith. You know what's great about the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 11? As you get on into the book of Hebrews, you start reading things like this. Others experienced mockings and scourgings and chains and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted. They were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins. Why? Because of their faith in God. In goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated. Well, I thought if I trusted God by faith, I'd be rich. Somebody has sold you a bill of goods, friend. Men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. Trusting God and having confidence in God in a hole in the ground. These unnamed ones lived by faith, and they were approved for their faith. I say all this to say to you tonight, as parents, go home tonight when you put those children in bed. You have to practice this. Remember, one day they got to go in a basket. You know, one day your hands of protection have to release them. Interestingly, all the things we don't know about what Moses learned and experienced in those early days, he was just but a baby. Most of his days spent in Pharaoh's house. But God honored him and set him on the path by faith. What faith it took for Jochebed, to hand Moses back over to the daughter of Pharaoh. Well, that's what we do. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that you help us to understand what it means to live by faith, even in our relationships with our children and as parents and grandparents. Tonight, Lord, we pray for those who may be among us who do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior and have never put their faith in Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, tonight that you might draw them by the Holy Spirit, that they might be saved. And for others who may need to come tonight and say, look, this is the place where God wants me to belong. This is the place where I'm supposed to be. This is the church that I'm supposed to gather with. We pray that you give them the courage to do that. So with your heads bowed, we're just going to stay seated tonight. Jeff's playing. I'm standing up here. I invite you to do this every week. If you need to come, you need to be born again, you need to trust Jesus, make any kind of public decision, just come stand with me up here. We'd be delighted for you to come. Anybody in the house, if you need to come. And those of you who are here, part of this church, so what's the Lord saying to you tonight as you remember the faith of the parents of Moses? What's he saying to you about your children? What's he saying to you about your grandchildren? They did not fear the king's edict. So, Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this good day we've had together. It's been a very special day for us to be here together. We're the blessed ones. Help us to remember, Lord, what we learned this morning. We remember you. We remember that, as Paul taught us, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We honor you, Lord Jesus, for saving us, absorbing the wrath of God that we might be saved and blessed with the blessing of Abraham. Lord, bless these fine people who are here tonight. Encourage them this week. Help these who are parents to trust you with their children. You know what's best. We give them to you all. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's people said, amen. God bless you. Hope you'll be back Wednesday night. Say hello to somebody on your way out. Have a good evening.